Multivite Podcast, Episode 1. A few years ago, I woke up to the fact that there's more to life than what we've been told. Exploring a new spiritual path, I stumbled upon Multivite. This is where our story begins. You are invited as I share not only my own personal journey, but also talk with people just like you that have been working with Multivite. We have some amazing things to share, so please join us. Hi, my name is Levi, and this is Multivite. Now, wanted to do a real quick introduction before I kind of get into it. I've actually written some note cards so I can stay on track. Of course, my name is Levi. I've been working with Multivite for about 5 months now. And for those of you that don't know, Multivite is it's classified as a tektite, which means it's a glass-like material that formed as a result of a meteorite that came to Earth about 15 million years ago. And the Multivite podcast is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and something that I would like to help to explore many subjects and kind of mysteries around Multivite, because, you know, I have a very strong thirst for knowledge, and I'd like to explore and learn as much as I can while I kind of get into subjects and things like that that I'm really interested in. And real quick before I get back into that, I want to introduce you to my backyard here. It's a good part of nature, not too far from civilization, but still a beautiful backyard here, which means I've got lots of beautiful mosquitoes that like to hang around a bit. It's still the season. So anyways, the podcast here. Now, for any of you guys that have more or less stumbled upon this video or this podcast about Multivite, you know that there's all kinds of things out there, a whole slew of different subjects and everything about Multivite. And before I get into that, I want to kind of refer back to my notes here, because I've kind of written things down. I wanted to go over the who, what, where, when, why. Answer some basic questions, get those out of the way. So, who? Of course, would be sharing my own personal journey with Multivite. Now, again, I've only been working with it for a short while, but it really does what they say it does, as in, it's known as the Transformation Stone. And they say that it's actually kind of an accelerator, works as an accelerator in your life if you work with it on a regular basis. So I'm trying to figure out I don't want to get too far into certain subjects and stay on track here. So I'll be sharing my own journey working with Multivite, and as well as talking with people that have worked with Multivite or are working with Multivite. Now, what's it about? Of course, you probably figured that one out. Multivite. Going to be exploring all aspects of Multivite. Of course, it's a very high vibrational stone. It works really well with the heart chakra. Of course, it's green, as well as the third eye and the crown chakra. And so it's a very high vibrational stone. Now, where? People all around the world are working with Multivite. Some really pretty fascinating, interesting stories I've run across so far. When? I'll be posting shows once weekly. Now, if you'd like to, you can check out the website, www.multivitelife.com. Multivite, life, LIFE.com. And why? Well, because after researching, I kind of came to the conclusion that there's a lot of great info out there. There's a lot of just a whole slew of videos covering all kinds of subjects, from UFOs, extraterrestrials, astral projection, healing, you know, crystal healing and combining with crystals and different energies and things like that. All kinds of information out there online, a whole number of blog posts, and a few good books. So, you know, I went and I looked, and there were no podcasts about Moldavite. Now, granted, there are a number of videos. As a matter of fact, there's one guy that was that's doing a video on a regular basis, and I would like to kind of reach out and see if I can get him on the podcast here. But I'll go into that later on. Let's see. Like to again offer a regular weekly podcast with kind of a cohesive format exploring all these different subjects, and because there's really some fascinating stuff out there, and hopefully this will help to kind of put all of that together in one place where we can kind of learn from it. So again, just getting started with this is episode one. I actually recorded an episode last night in front of my campfire here, and it was kind of dark. It was like 2 a.m. and I was kind of ooh. So I'm re-recording now, I'm looking for people that have been working with Moldavite. If by chance you've stumbled upon this video and you would like to share some of your experiences, some of your stories, I would love to hear from you. So please reach out. You can comment below in the video here. You can also check out the website, moldavitelife.com. You can send me an email. And again, I'm looking for guests right now. I've got one lady lined up that I reached out to. I'm, you know, more or less really kind of just getting this started. So again, I'd like to hear from you. Let's see. Okay, some of the subjects that I'll be covering here. Of course, what is Moldavite? Where does it come from? Well, it's actually a combination of both extraterrestrial and earthly materials. Again, as a result of a meteorite that came to Earth about 15 million years ago. And without getting too far in depth with it, the molecular structure of Moldavite is what they call amorphous. And what that means is the molecules, instead of a crystal lining up certain ways, amorphous means all the molecules line up in every which direction, which theoretically should have something to do with why the energies are so, or why the energy of Moldavite is so powerful. I don't know. Again, this is one thing I'd like to explore. Why is it so rare? Of course, came from a meteorite. It's not like you're going to find a vein of Moldavite. You know, just like you can find a vein of quartz or you know, gold or something like that, but Moldavite is actually it's pretty rare. So I'll be talking about that. I'll be discussing some of the healing properties and things that people are doing with that. People working with Moldavite, as well as people that are combining healing energies with crystals and Moldavite, meditation. And astral projection, which is something I'm personally interested in myself too. Also, there, well, as I mentioned earlier, communicating with extraterrestrials. Again, some of these subjects you have to take with a grain of salt. And it's, you know, for my own personal, I'm not going to say personal experience, but my own personal mindset, I try to take everything as it is and discern from that, you know, what is, you know, I guess not necessarily what is truth, what is not, and what is just kind of far out there. So I guess you can imagine with some of these subjects, there are bound to be some amazing stories. We'll leave it at that. So, again, I'm really looking forward to exploring some of these subjects, as well as, let's see, people that, let's see, the connection with starseed and indigos. Again, if you don't know what some of these things are, just please stay tuned, because they're subjects that I'm going to be exploring, along with, again, my own personal journey with Moldavite. Now, I can say honestly that it, you know, Moldavite is, again, from my own personal experience, it does what they say it does. It's kind of an accelerator. It is a transformation stone. And they say one of the things within the first 6 months is that things in your outer life will begin to change. And indeed, that's true. Here I am doing a podcast about Moldavite. Now, granted, I'm a graphic artist. I'm very, very creative, and almost got a mosquito. It truly is something. There's something to it. You know, most people that, again, don't sense crystal energies do feel something from Moldavite. There's actually distracted by nature. Two very large crows, or two hawks that just flew overhead, probably looking for mice and little snakes out here. I've seen them. In fact, side note, I saw the other day one swoop down, and then there was a little bit of rustling on top of the fence over here, and I was tried to grab my camera to get a quick video of it, and then it took off, and as it did, I saw something skinny kind of dangling down. So I don't know if it was if it picked up a rat or a mouse or a small gardener snake or something. I don't know. Anyways, sidetrack. So Moldavite, it really is unique, and I don't know. Again, if this is something that interests you, all I ask is that you just maybe check it out, because just getting started, and I'm really looking forward to kind of diving into some of these subjects and talking with people that have been working with Moldavite, because we're all different. There are, science is learning something new every day, and of course spirituality is more than just on the surface here. So if you'd like to, please, you're welcome. I'd really like for you to join me. So again, this is Levi, for all intents and purposes, I guess, the Moldavite guy. And until next time, go with the show motto, raise your vibration. Okay, you guys have a good one. Okay, as you can see, it comes in all shapes.